I'm sorry. Why are you in the dark?
Sorry, I'm in a hotel room.
Oh.
In Orlando, Orlando.
Oh, Disney World?
Do you know what that reference is from?
No.
Oh, it's from Book of Mormon.
Oh.
Which is one of my favorite. Ding, ding. I don't have a bell with me. Thank you. You've got one.
Got it.
That's
bell.
One of my favorite of all time musicals.
I've never seen it.
How have you never seen Book of Mormon?
I don't know. But
and you know what's funny about that is that I make fun of the Mormon so much, but I love Book of Mormon.
Okay.
I am so groggy right now. I have to be honest with you.
I'm pretty wiped as well.
Okay.
It's not this good is news. Going,
for the YFTers out there, this is going to be a short show.
Oh boy. And there we go with that.
I mean, I'm just so sorry. Like I don't have a lot. I want to manage expectations for everybody. I just woke up from a nap.
Oh.
I don't have a lot of stuff. Oh. I want to keep the YFTers expectations low.
That's good.
Which I think is good because, let's be honest, I mean, I think they have low expectations for us anyways.
I hope so.
But this one's going to be exceptionally short and bad because
yeah,
I just haven't done anything that like requires me telling stories.
What about your golf game? I expected a lengthy recap from the golf game.
Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Good call on that. I thought maybe we wouldn't talk about it.
Why? You love to talk about golf.
I didn't play very well, Brandy.
Oh, there it is.
I played so bad.
Oh, no.
And
the pictures, like, I thought you did great. Just judging on the pictures, your form looked nice.
Yeah, no, I know.
The outfits were on point. I mean.
Thank you. Oh, my God. You should have seen the outfit I had today.
Was it everything?
It was everything. It was all black. I looked like a knight in shining armor. Hmm. I looked like, what is that, like really sharp rock that they make knives. I look like an obsidian god.
Oh, wow.
And god damn it, did I not play like one, Brandy? Hmm. I played with Ben yesterday, and I played really bad, and then so good. I went double, double.
Okay.
Double, 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 double. I made four doubles in a row.
Wow. Sounds great.
Went birdie, birdie, bogey, birdie.
Are those good or bad?
Those are good.
Oh, good, good.
And then I ended up playing great after that. I played pretty good after that. And then I played with Ben today. Mm-hmm. And I have never played this bad of golf. I don't know, ever, actually. And it was windy, and maybe I was tired, and just maybe I just, my heart wasn't in it. I'm not
Did
really
you drink
sure.
A lot?
No, it wasn't even like a hangover thing. It was really cold. It was like 37 degrees to start with. And your boy's not a cold weather boy. You know, I'm not a snowman.
I know you're not.
I'm a warm weather man.
You are.
And I played really badly. And then after the round, I was beating Ben and Robbie. And a lot of people, actually. Mm-hmm. And then after the round today, I was one of the worst golfers in the tournament.
Damn.
And that's something that I have to live with, you know? We're not all perfect, but afterwards I had to go sit in the corner by myself for a little bit and have no one talk to me. And I had to drink a drink and really come to terms with who I was as a man and do I really want to do this anymore?
Oh, yeah. I've been there.
Yeah. And I don't know.
Sports, they'll really humble you like that, you know?
Yeah. It really humbled me.
Mm-hmm.
So here I am. You know, bearing all. This is me, naked and afraid. Great show.
Not literally.
I'm alone.
You're not. Sarah's there.
She is. She's right next to me, actually.
Definitely
Welcome
not alone.
Welcome into the show, Sarah Hyland.
He's insane. I'm alone. Nope.
You have no idea the facial expressions that I have been making for the past, I don't know, say 5 minutes that you guys have been talking.
I can
it
only
started
imagine.
Off with Book of Mormon. My face was...
Mm-hmm.
For probably 2 to 3 minutes straight, because I could not believe that he was referencing a musical.
Big moment for you guys.
It was really big. A high for me.
Yeah.
I've trained you well.
I was gonna say, look at that influence, you know?
Yep.
Very excited about that. And then all of the golf talk when he was like double, double, double. And you're like, that's great. That's awesome. It's not.
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are all bad.
That's very bad.
Double is bad. Mm. And I was.
No, this ain't in and out, sister.
Silently laughing my panties off.
A double, double, double. Great at in and out. Terrible in golf.
Not great on the course.
Okay. Got it. Noted.
So I have been making all the expressions that Wells has been very, very good to ignore because I got a big face and a big mouth and big eyes. And God bless you for being able to ignore that. My goodness.
He is killing me.
So I got drunk afterwards, as fair. One does, because yes. That's what you do to cope with
pain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But maybe
also,
not.
Also
maybe
to celebrate, though, you know? What a
true.
What a concept.
I know.
It's a golf course. People drink.
So anyways, we got back here and I was like, Daddy needs a nap.
Ooh.
So I took a nap. She fell asleep too.
I did. I was waiting to hear people.
Here's the thing. We are at the Wave Hotel in Orlando.
Oh.
In Lake Nona.
Okay.
We have one of those rooms that has like a normal room and like a bedroom and then like a living room, you know?
Yeah, like a suite, I would call that.
That's a suite. I think so. It's pretty
ding,
sweet.
Ding.
Pretty sweet. And then I went to take a nap and then I woke up and I was like, oh, I guess Sarah like went down to meet like Ben and Jess and my brother and his wife. No. My wife was on the pullout couch.
Oh, no.
In the other room.
Asleep.
So not only was it terrible that I played badly and that I had to put myself in timeout and that I wanted to end it all and I don't know if I ever want to come back and do this. Then I walk outside and
so
go,
dramatic.
Oh, I haven't seen my wife in 6 days. And she decides to sleep on a pullout couch whilst I'm sleeping. Not seven paces away.
Not seven paces. I went to the pull-out couch because I was trying to be quiet. And I was watching stuff on my iPad and on my phone, waiting to hear back from people if they were going to go to the bar downstairs to get anything to eat. Because I am starving.
Mm.
And I fell asleep because no one got back to me.
Yeah.
Wow. Wow.
So anyways, it's been a time.
Yeah, you know? I really hope Disney World turns this trip around for you guys.
I hope so.
It always does.
I was thinking that.
I'm here because I have things to talk about.
Okay.
Love that. I'm glad
Let's
someone does.
Let's start the show.
You know?
Let's start the show.
Okay.
Let Sarah do the things she wants to talk about.
And then I go downstairs to the bar and get
and
more
she's
wine and
go.
Fries.
Love that for you. It sounds so bomb.
I'd love my french fry right now.
I'll save you
good.
One. One french fry.
Are we going to let Sarah intro the show?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Nar.
Yeah.
Bros and hoes.
You're
listening to your favorite thing podcast with it?
Wells and Brandy and Sarah.
Ding, ding, ding.
Ding, 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 ding.
For now.
For now.
Until she leaves us.
For now. How ominous.
All right, guys. Bowl and Branch. Yep. They're making the dreamiest bedding for your spring refresh, and it's all, this is the best part, 20% off. That's their best sale of the entire season. You'll sleep better right away with their buttery soft sheets, airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and so much more. And they're made with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton, and they're yours to try with their 30-night worry-free guarantee. If you don't like it, you can send it back because Boll & Branch is amazing.
Boll & Branch is loved by millions of sleepers and they have over 11,000 reviews. Plus, they're made without toxins, so they're free from synthetic pesticides, formaldehyde, and other harsh chemicals that are terrible for you. Plus, they fit the deepest of mattresses. So if you're like me and you have that like pillow top, cloud top, deep mattress, they totally fit, no problem.
Sleep better with the softest, most breathable bedding from Boll & Branch during their best sale of the entire season. Get 20% off your order when you use promo code FAVORITE at BollAndBranch.com.
That's Boll & Branch, BollAndBranch.com. Promo code FAVORITE. Exclusions apply. See site for details. His
Brandy,
whole vibe is ominous today.
It is, right?
Yeah, very. The lighting, the tone,
you have
the
said
drama.
It, babe. You've set the ominousness.
You like the obsidian, whatever I said.
Uh huh.
Obsidian. I was the one that whispered obsidian to
she
you.
She did. I was like, what is that thing? And then
it's
she
like
said
shiny black rock.
And I was shiny like, black rock. Oh my God.
What are you up to? What are you doing?
Chilling. I was in at Sundance this weekend. I just got back late last night, and I came home, and I'm still snowed in. It's a miracle I made it up the driveway with my luggage. So I'm chilling. I slept till 11:30. Haven't done that in a long time. So that tells you how tired I am.
What does that feel like?
It was nice, actually. Like, usually sleeping in depresses me. Like, I always feel like such a piece of shit when I wake up that late. But I was like, you know what? I deserve this.
You do.
Yeah.
You do.
So it was nice.
I like that you went to Utah.
Utah?
Utah. And then you decided to go home to the snow.
I know. I know. It was warmer in Park City than it is here.
That's wild.
Isn't that insane?
This time of year.
Did you see any movies that you need to report back about?
I did not get to. And I'm bummed I couldn't stay an extra day because such a small world. My friend Megan Park, she used to be in my band like 13, 14 years ago. And she's an actress, but she's also started directing. Sarah, you might know Sarah. You might know Megan.
I feel like I know that name. I feel like I've known her in the past.
Like back in the day, like when we were all on Disney Channel, she was on Secret Life of the American Teenager.
I do know Megan. Yeah.
Okay.
That's
and
then that's exactly who I was thinking of.
She directed a movie probably a couple years ago, The Fallout. Did you watch that on HBO?
Yeah.
Yeah. So she directed that. I think that was her big, like, first big directional debut.
Goodness, I had no idea that she was directing that. That's amazing.
Isn't that cool? She had a movie premiere today at Sundance, and I wish I could have gone. It's called My Old Ass, and Maisie Stella's in it, and I think Maddie Ziegler.
Oh, yeah, Maddie was there.
And I saw Aubrey Plaza was there with them, so I don't know if she's in the movie or producing it or what, but seems like Megan had like a super successful day today, which was cool. I wish I could have seen her movie, but I will be the first one in line to watch it when it releases.
What is the movie called?
My Old Ass.
I like it already.
Wife calls me. it's a beautiful story about Sarah and Wells and what Sarah calls her husband.
It is a good title. But I did what I did see that was cool that I thought you would probably appreciate. Do you like the Black Keys?
Yes.
I thought
Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney.
Yeah.
I saw that in your story.
You did. Okay, yeah. So they played like a full band show that I had to miss because I was DJing at the same time. But what was cool is then they went next door to the cabin, which is where I normally play, and they did a vinyl DJ set after their show, and it was such a fucking vibe. They were just up there chilling, smoking a ton of weed, and had like a group of like 70s vibe chicks just dancing their hearts out on stage behind them. And we were just chilling and grooving, and I was like contact high from all the weed, and it was just such a cool experience. And honestly, there weren't a ton of people there because I guess it wasn't advertised. I guess it was just like they wanted to hop over and DJ a vinyl set and not tell anyone. So it was like this intimate thing. Very cool. I feel like you would have loved it.
How were their transitions?
Terrible.
Yeah. Okay.
Because I actually kind of loved. I was like, they don't give a fuck.
Yeah. I was watching your story and I was like, oh, that is Dan Auerbach. Oh, that is Patrick Carney.
Mm-hmm.
And then they went between a song and I was like, that's a terrible transition.
And they did that all night. It wasn't just those couple transitions. Like that was it.
That's not even DJing. They were just playing music and then being like, all right, pause.
Yeah. But it was such a vibe though. And like, I was like, only the Black Keys could stand up here and do this.
Yeah.
And it's cool as fuck.
Well, that's awesome. And now you're back.
Back.
And it's still snowing.
Snowing. My driveway's still a sheet of ice. I just don't know if it's ever going to melt, but here I am.
Is your four-wheeler working yet?
So, it's not. But there was like a 10-hour gap on Wednesday last week where we had a little sun. And the temps rose above 10 degrees. So I got in my Jeep, drove on the ice to my friend Gabby's house. It's like solid 15 minutes when the roads aren't icy, you know? Got her side by side out of her garage and drove it back.
Wow.
So I have a side by side to get around.
What's a side by side?
Like a UTV.
Okay. What's a UTV? That sounds
like a work vehicle.
It sounds like a bad television station for conservatives.
UTV is universal television.
Yeah,
it's also an off-road vehicle. but more so like the ones that are meant for like war, like have like the little bed in the back, like utility vehicle. I don't
got it.
So yeah, so I do have wheels, and my Jeep's doing okay on the main roads, just not my driveway.
All right.
Woof. Yeah.
Woof is right.
I was like, why did I come back here? I could have just hopped over to LA. What was I thinking? I don't know.
You could have come down to Orlando, and
could have.
You could have.
Come I gotta
to
tell you
what Disney World.
Yeah, come to.
Oh, what Disney World?
Are you saying? Are you saying what Disney World?
Yes, I am. The Orlando Airport might be my least favorite airport in this country.
Give me a ding on that.
Ding a ding-a-ling.
Don't disagree with that.
Like,
at
is
all.
It ever not a complete shit show?
Yes, it's. You're correct.
It's so horrible.
She flew in. What?
Yesterday.
Last night.
Yeah.
We go and pick her up. She lands at 4:55.
Okay.
So we get there at 5 o'clock. I walk in there, and my brother's like circling around. We wait for bags to come for over an hour.
Mm-hmm. Damn.
At which point I go up to like the – because we also didn't like know what carousel. They said 24, but we were like
– there were like six flights on the board.
On the board.
For the
like
same carousel.
Thing.
Yeah.
I hate that.
So finally, after like 45 minutes, I go into the room where like the American Airlines people are. And I'm like, hey, so the American Airlines flight for L.A., when is that coming out? And they go, what's the flight number? And I go,
2135.
I have no idea.
I don't know.
And also, what are you talking about? There's probably one L.A. flight in the past 2 hours, I would assume, from American Airlines. The one that's just in. She goes, oh, you know, we had six flights come in the last hour, and we're understaffed.
Ugh.
And she says it to me like I'm the asshole,
right?
And I'm like, okay, sounds like a you problem, doesn't sound like a me problem. Why am I the bad guy for being like, hey, where are the bags? And she goes, well, what's the issue? And I go, it's been almost over an hour.
Unacceptable.
And she goes, I know. And I go, you know? She goes, I know. And I said, then why did you ask me what American Airlines LAX flight are you asking about if you know that one from LAX is over an hour late?
Because she's been asked so many times.
I know.
So many times.
And I know that's not her fault. And like,
right.
Obviously, they're understaffed and the six flights came in over an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But don't make me feel like an asshole for just being like, hey,
ETA,
what baggage claim is it coming out? By the way, American Airlines only uses one, 24. So
it's carousel 24.
It should have never even been a question
never a
about
question.
Which one it was.
Got it.
You know?
Yeah.
I love the idea of the meeting that they have there where they're like, okay, so an angry passenger comes in. This is how you misdirect. One, quiz them on the flight number because they won't know, which I didn't.
Yep.
And then be like, oh, yeah, you know, oh, what carousel? Even though we know what carousel it's going to be because we only have one, I think, maybe one or two. And then be like, hey, we're understaffed. And then, like, put it back on them being like, I'm the asshole for asking the question.
Mm.
And then my favorite part was, so I ask all this, and she's like, what LA flight is? Like, what's the number? And then I come outside, and I'm like, I don't know. Like, they know it's late. But I can see from the corner of my eye this lady in this little room, and she's got a little walkie-talkie, you know, like a little megaphone. And she's like, And I go, oh, interesting.
Very
interesting. She made me feel like a crazy person for not knowing when the LA flight was coming in. And the first thing that she says on the horn,
the LA flight from American Airlines, flight 730, fuck yourself, coming in on carousel 24.
That was such misdirection from you, lady.
Anyways,
we got the bags. And I have seen a thing that if your bag is over 30 minutes late,
yeah,
you get miles.
Compensated.
Delta.
It is Delta.
20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, this was an hour.
Mm.
And you know what you get in American Airlines?
Not shit.
Nope.
Diddly squat.
You get to made feel like an idiot by Suzanne in the American Airlines cubby hole.
God, Suzanne.
Orlando, Orlando. Have you never seen A Book of Mormon?
I've seen it,
I don't know,
probably 8 times. I'm not going to lie.
Like on Broadway? Like live?
Yeah.
There's a movie, right? Is that trash or is that worth it?
No. There's no movie.
Oh, there's not?
No. There's Mean Girls, the musical movie.
Mm.
Hmm.
That was a good joke at the Emmys.
But I didn't get that joke at the Emmys because I didn't know that they were making another one, you know?
Where there's our Mean Girls.
Yeah.
And then there's one on Broadway.
And then they made Mean Girls the musical.
And then they're making another Broadway. One.
And then they came out with a new Mean Girls movie, but it's the musical from Broadway as a movie.
Mm. I didn't get that joke.
Mm. Well, I just explained it to you.
And that's comedy, folks.
True.
Mm-hmm.
True. But, what was it that Chelsea Handler hosted? Was it Critics' Choice?
I didn't watch Critics.
Well, yeah, she hosted whatever was right after Joe Coy.
She fucking slayed it.
Yeah.
I know, and she threw shade at Joe Coy.
As she should have.
Yeah, but did that relationship end poorly?
I don't know.
It's her ex. An ex is an ex.
Yeah, an ex is an ex.
Joe Coy is so nice. I've interviewed him multiple times. I've met him many times. And I feel bad for him.
Mm.
And here's my thing to the people who are casting for hosts.
Mm.
Don't cast Joe Coy.
That's rule number one. Don't cast Joe Coy. Rule number two is, can we get back to casting hosts as hosts?
Yeah.
Because now it's like this weird thing of like, we need a comedian that's going to really rip these celebrities and like let them know what's up. And I miss the days of Billy Crystal. I want 3 musical numbers. I want a couple jokes. And I want it to be great, you know?
Yeah.
And I want it to move along, you know?
Yeah.
And I also want to know what carousel American Airlines Flight 375 is coming in from LAX. That callback came way too early. I feel bad about that. Oh, yeah. We do have some favorite things about the winners of things.
Okay.
Of Globes.
Of Globes.
Critics.
Number one.
Mm-hmm.
I already talked about. Did I talk about Kiernan?
Oh, yeah.
Did I talk about how.
We posted the photo and everything.
Oh, he did?
Oh, and he says, I don't pay attention.
Fuck. That was going to be a good story.
Already told it.
You already told it.
Last week.
Okay, you said you had some. You had some favorite things.
Kiernan was at Sundance. Not that I saw him, but just to tie it all together.
Yeah, he's got a new film out.
Yeah,
I saw.
Okay, cool.
I need to follow Kiernan.
I don't even follow Kiernan. I follow his wife.
Okay.
That sounded weird. I now hearing that from my ear hole, but it's because
absolutely not.
It's because she's the one who had the picture,
right,
of us, and I was like, "Hey, Jazz, can I get that picture?
Sure,
for me, but also for my podcast."
Yeah, because we're just barely staying afloat over here, so we need all we can get.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
You have some favorite things before you go down to the bar and get French fries.
French fries.
And saving you one.
I have some things to add to the pod.
Great.
That are old things, but things that I think everybody loves.
Okay.
So I feel like the last time I was on Talking to the Wife Tears, I was saying that I was like binge watching shows from the golden age of millennial television, essentially. Mm-hmm. And I have kept strong in that.
Really?
So December, I binged Lost.
I never finished Lost.
Neither did I. I maintain no one ever finished Lost.
Did you finish it?
I did when it was still on television.
Oh, you did?
I did. I stuck through it because I am a committed person.
You are.
I honor commitment.
Mm-hmm.
So I finished it. My next story is not going to show how much I honor commitment, though. But for Lost, okay. I was committed. I was married to Lost.
So,
and even when it went off the rails a little bit in seasons 4 and 5, I was like, it's fine. I am married to this person. They will get through it. And it always comes through.
When they got off the island and they're like back home. And you're like,
no, it was weird.
And they time travel to the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did they do that?
I read an article a while back, so I don't know how true it is, but I read something somewhere that like J.J. Abrams and like the creators of Lost didn't think that Lost is going to be such a massive hit. Mm-hmm. So they had the beginning and the end from the get-go. It was only supposed to last like 3 or 4 seasons. Like they were like, we're never going to make it past 3 seasons, say.
Right.
And then when it was such a big hit, they were like, guess we got to go on a detour now. And that's why it got a little weird. And then they ended up where they wanted to. But because they had to create such a detour for the success of the show to at least add like 2 or 3 more seasons onto it, it mm-hmm. just got a little funky.
How does Lost end?
I was going to ask that.
Does anyone know how Lost ends? Does John yes. Locke stop putting in the number code?
Yeah, he does.
Thank God.
And that then it blows up.
Oh, it does. Yeah.
Yeah.
So does it end with them
sorry,
being like...
Sorry, spoiler.
Yeah, by the way, if you haven't seen Lost, what the fuck? It's been 20 years.
It's been 20 years.
Yeah, it's fine. And no one...
Is at some point they're all together and they're like, oh my God, we really died in the plane crash and this is purgatory.
I still have a lot of questions for the creators of Lost about a lot of things, but I thought that the last episode was a perfect bow tie. I treat the last like 2 or 3 seasons of Lost as if I treat the last season of Game of Thrones, where I'm like, I know how much work mm-hmm. and effort and creative juices went into making this show.
Juices.
And nasty.
Gross.
Boy. And
don't love that word.
The last episode is just truly just, I think, the perfect bow tie. Literally, the opening shot of the pilot of Lost, the first episode,
yeah,
is...
Them all getting on a plane?
No, is Jack opening his eyes. It's a close-up of his eye.
Okay.
And it's him opening his eye, the one eye.
Matthew Fox.
And Party then it, five. Like, pans out, and he's just woke up, like, lying on his back in the middle of the jungle, like right by a tree with the shoe hanging on it and everything. And then he like gets up and stumbles and there's the plane crash and stuff. And the very, very, very final shot, spoiler, is Jack lying down in the jungle right next to the tree with an even more worn and weathered shoe, same shoe, but more worn and weathered next to him. And then it's the tight shot on his eye as it closes. So I remember watching the finale for the first time hysterically sobbing because of the way that they shot it, and it was so beautiful and brilliant. I watched it in its entirety all again when I was probably like maybe 22, and then I just did it for the third time in December, and wow. I love it so much.
So he so much. Got in a plane crash, woke up and was like, fuck, there's a shoe, and then he died. But everything that happened in between was in his brain?
No, I think, the writers have interpreted it in a sense to where, like, there is a world, like, nothing that happened on the island is invalid.
Okay.
You know?
No. It's all invalid if it was in his brain.
No, it's not just about Jack's brain. Like, it's mm-hmm. every single human being on the show. I don't want to get into the, like, diatribes and conspiracy theories of Lost. I'm just saying it's a great show.
But I love it.
After Lost ended, and I think you will like this very much, Brandeis, ding, 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 I was like, I have no idea what else to watch right now. Mm-hmm. I have no other, like... WB or ABC or Fox show that I can think of immediately because mm-hmm. I binged Lost so quickly that I was like, oh my gosh, what else came out in 2004? And so I moved on to Grey's Anatomy.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Prison Break.
Oh, no. Should I do that?
I mean, I loved Prison Break. That's how my mom, listen, I am to thank for this entire relationship because I was obsessed with Prison Break.
God
then
bless
made
you.
Miley and my mom watch it with me. And then my mom had a big crush on Dom, and here we are.
Did she thank you in her vows?
Probably not, but I took full credit in my speech at the reception.
Thank God you did.
Yeah. Full credit.
And Tish thanking you in her vows or like post-wedding speech for you introducing her to her new husband.
Wait, what?
He wants you to do an impersonation of your mom thanking you for introducing them because you love Prison Break.
Even though she didn't do that?
Yeah.
Yes. So it,
like, what would have been?
What should she have done?
She should have been like, I just never really thought that I would meet the love of my life, but I have my Dominic, my baby. And you know who I have to thank for this? I have to thank my favorite daughter, Brandy. Because if it weren't for her, I would have never watched this show. And if it weren't for her, I would have never sent him a DM on Instagram and told him that I thought he was hot. And she made me do both. And here we are. And Brandy, I have you to thank for this entire relationship and for my happiness going forward.
And Brandy, because of this, you are getting all of my money when I pass away.
I fucking
wish. 100% of my will because you brought me the most joy.
It's true.
And happiness.
The other two, well, the other four, just give her anxiety and stress. Let's be honest.
Yeah. You deserve it.
I do. I do. Brand. Okay, so, that's how what she would have said. It's a two-syllable brand. It's a brand.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know? Brand.
Brand.
Thank you for making me DM Dominic.
What did that DM say? It said,
hey, you know what? Stuff.
Hey, y'all. You're hot.
It was actually lame. She like made it try to seem like work. She was like, we should get together. I have this like show idea to pitch you. You know how she is. Everything's a show and everything's a pitch. And so it was that. It was like, like I've got this show. I'd love to just like pick your brain on or whatever. And he hit her back like immediately and was like, oh yeah, let's go get a drink. And like was not, nothing was talked about work at all.
But yeah, I started watching Grey's Anatomy from the beginning.
Oh, it's just so good.
Immediately after Lost. So it's been a few weeks. And I haven't had a lot of stuff to do, so I've binged it. And I remember it being a mid-season replacement on ABC in, what, say, January 2005 or something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, a few months after Lost premiered. I loved it. It was my one of my favorite shows. And in my head, I stopped watching Lost, or I stopped watching Grey's Anatomy after Denny died. Spoiler alert. Whatever. It's been 20 years. They're on their 19th season.
That was a heartbreak of an episode.
That was such a heartbreak. Mm-hmm. And so, like, I keep telling everybody, like, I can't watch Grey's Anatomy anymore. There are too many seasons. I stopped watching after Denny died, and there's no way that I could ever catch up. And I can't make it past Denny, honestly. But then I started watching it. And I'm now on season 6.
Oh.
And I remember why I stopped watching it in the first place. It was so traumatic for me. I completely erased it from my memory, which is the death of 007.
Ooh.
James Bond.
Mr. George O'Malley himself.
That one was tough too.
T.R. Knight was my favorite, or George O'Malley, played by T.R. Knight, was my favorite character on that show.
Yep.
And I remember, do you remember all of that trauma that was going on, like, behind the scenes?
Yes.
Mm. What was the drama behind the scenes?
Katherine Heigl getting shit because she was talking about long hours.
Yep.
And then, what's his
Imagine case? If she was a real doctor, though, am I right? Sorry.
And then the guy who played Dr. Burke, the heart surgeon, that.
Oh, yeah.
Christina, played by the most magnificent Sandra Oh ever, was about to get married to, and he left her at the altar. That was heartbreaking. You remember?
Really?
Derek Lee's crying. No, on the show.
No, on the show.
He was fired from the show, right?
I think so.
Because he was saying like slurs and kind of being homophobic. Or maybe fully being, this is allegedly because this was like 20 years ago and I can't remember the actual drama and tea of the press from 20 years ago. Mm-hmm. But I believe that he was fired from the show because he was saying homophobic slurs around T.R. Knight. And that's what I remember. Maybe it's not true. Maybe I just made all of that up in my head. Because honestly,
no,
in my head, I stopped watching after Denny died. But allegedly, I did not.
Yeah. So now that you're rewatching it, did you make it past that episode where he dies?
So now I'm in season 6 after he dies. And Izzy still has cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Meredith and Derek are married on a post-it.
Love
is
that.
Is he still alive? Like, it's like this whole, I want to call him like Dr. McReady, but I don't think he has like a nickname.
It's my nickname.
I think there was
after I haven't seen Sarah in a while.
Oh God. Well, I feel like it's only McDreamy and McSteamy that have right? the nicknames. I think
I wanna
so.
I
want
to call the like trauma surgeon McReady because he has red hair and he's always ready to go.
Mm. I know who you're talking. It's he's still on the show to this day, by the way.
Shut up.
Yeah, the redhead. Yeah, he definitely is.
He's great in Maid of Honor. Love that.
What
movie.
Is his what is his name? I'm totally blanking. Owen.
Hurt. Herc. Hurt.
Oh, Owen is his first name on the show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Hunt. Dr. Hunt. Dr. Hunt.
Hunt.
Mm.
Dr. There it Hunt. Is. Yeah.
I was like, Hurt.
Close.
So close. I had the first
So you're letters. In season six?
So I just started season six literally last night.
So you've got 12 more to go.
So many more to go.
The long, long way to go.
Wow.
Even more than 12.
There's no way you're making it to current day Grays.
I don't think I can.
I don't think you'll make it.
I might flop over to Party of Five in a mm-hmm. hot sack.
But I suggested Party of Five, by the way.
Yeah.
Great show.
A great show. Haven't watched
it. I can stand to rewatch that.
Since it's been on television. But yeah. That's where I'm at in life is
hilarious.
The Grey's Anatomy. And I'm starting to delve into new territory on Grey's.
I love that for you, honestly.
I very much quit after George. Mm. That was the most, I do remember watching that live on television. Being mm-hmm. like, this is the most shocking thing that's ever happened
it
on
was.
Television before.
Yeah.
Ever.
It was very sad.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
And then we got Izzy at least opens the elevator door because she's dying and she opens it and George is there with his shaved head and his uniform.
Why is he shaved head? Does he have cancer?
No, because he joined the army.
Joined the army.
Before he could join the
It's also
what
sad.
George O'Malley thing to do, by the way.
Truly.
Just
truly.
Like, I'm going to become a trauma surgeon in the army and then throw myself in front of a bus to save a woman before I even get to the army.
Yeah.
Very George.
Who saved hundreds of lives.
Instead of just one
Instead
chick.
Of one lady.
True.
Who didn't know how to use a crosswalk.
True.
George.
Come on, George. That's
you
what
gotta,
I'm
you
at
gotta
in
at
life.
Least make it. To when Derek dies, because
I know
that one's a heart wringer for sure. That
Derek dies?
Oh, come on.
I remember.
Which one's Derek?
McDreamy.
He's McDreamy.
Patrick Dempsey.
Yeah.
Dempsey.
The Dempsey man himself.
Yeah.
I truly remember seeing that on because didn't he die when the interwebs like was a thing, like social media and stuff?
It's been a thing for a while.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like when Grey's Anatomy started, Twitter wasn't even a thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, people didn't talk about shows on Facebook or MySpace. Like,
no.
It was like Twitter and then Instagram. So I remember like seeing that he died on the show and I was like, how fucking dare you?
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. So I think I might make it until when Patrick is a goner.
Yeah.
Speaking of, give me a ding, one of my favorite movies starring Patrick Dempsey. From the 80s, Can't Buy Me Love.
Great movie.
Have you ever seen that movie?
Never
Great
seen
movie.
It.
Ooh, you should.
Never seen Can't Buy Me Love?
No.
Can't Buy Me Love? Can't Buy Me Love?
Can't talk. You never seen Can't Buy Me Love?
Can't Buy Me Love?
Here's how ridiculous the 80s were. You know who Patrick Dempsey is. You've seen him on TV. They gave him a nickname, McDreamy, because he's so handsome.
Uh-huh.
Now, in the 80s, they were like, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take this very handsome gentleman and we're going to make him a dork that can't ever hook up with a pretty girl, a rich girl, of whose house he mows the lawn of, unless she ruins like a coat or a boots or something. I don't know. She needs money for some reason. And he's like, all right, I'll give you the money if you pretend to be my girlfriend. Fast forward to now. That girl is in obscurity. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, what happened to her?
Who knows? But she's definitely not nicknamed McHottie or something in some, you know?
McDreamy.
McDreamy.
Yes, but the woman's not named McHottie.
Here's the thing.
What I'm saying is that the 80s thought that they could take that guy
they
and
did.
Be like, he's a dork. But he was so handsome that 7 years later, they named him McDreamy.
They did. I will say this. Sexiest man alive this year.
Yes. Exactly.
I will say this in defense of the 80s.
Okay.
Patrick Dempsey, to me, personally, is a fine wine.
He has, I will say that he does
he
look
has
better.
Gotten significantly more handsome as he's gotten older. And he truly, like, there has been no, like, setbacks at all for that man since 2004, 2005 when Grace came
for
out.
For me, the most iconic Patrick Dempsey role, Sweet Home Alabama.
Oh yeah.
Come with Reese Witherspoon.
With good old Reese.
So, and Josh Lucas, hot.
So good.
So good.
Mm, there's a dog in that, I remember that.
And it dies, and it's so sad.
Mm. I can't.
Spoiler.
I don't like it. There's
a lot of spoilers in this episode.
I'm trying to find this chick from Can't Buy Me Love. I'm like, what happened to her? Oh, I don't think she's worked in a very long time. Oh, it's fine.
Okay, now we know I have a nickname.
It's okay.
I'm scared.
It's okay.
How'd she die?
I don't know. I just saw Date of Death, and I was like, I'm not going to look anymore.
What date was the date?
2015.
We're all going to die.
Yes, but I also am just like, I don't know. I feel like I feel 2015 in my bones, like it was yesterday.
It's almost 10 years ago.
Yeah, but I feel it.
Same.
Isn't that the saddest thing that any YFTer has ever heard, is that 2015 is almost 10 years ago?
It's tragic.
Very tragic.
You know, like that Kim Kardashian gif where she's like on that phone and she's like, tragic, and just keeps walking. That's how I feel.
I don't know that gift. Gift? Gift.
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 Brand, you have any favorite things?
I'm still watching The Crown. I'm like,
ooh, are you on the new season?
So I finished the new season. I started at season 4. Like, not that long ago, because I'd never seen it. I know. And so
I thought you started, like, season 2 or 3 or something.
So I started season 4, watched it all the way through the new season, then went back and started season 1, and now I'm on season 2.
Okay. See, if you would just listen to me, if we had talked.
I know.
I would have said start from the beginning.
I know.
Because
I listened to Wells, who said, yeah, just start from season 4.
You had already started. I said you would like it.
You know, you encouraged it.
No.
You can start from season 4.
Reel back the reels.
It's good, though. I loved the first season. I love Matt Smith as Prince Philip.
Claire Foy as Queen Elizabeth.
I mean, she's everything, perfection. You know, in the world. It's all so good. I've really liked almost every season. The only season I thought was sleepy, I think, was season 5.
Who was who?
So season 4, when I started season 4, that's when they introduced young Princess Diana.
Oh, so you're saying the first or the second season of young Diana or the first season of older Diana?
I think the second season with young Princess Diana was the sleepy one for me.
Yeah.
Because like they weren't in every episode, Prince Charles.
Is that when like Helena Bonham Carter is like in the house in like Greece or Italy or something and she's like drinking herself to?
Yes.
I would say if there were a sleepy season for me, that would I can see where you're coming from in that.
But I've loved all the rest. I loved the new season. Little Prince William's just the cutest freaking thing I've ever seen.
He looks so much like him too.
So much like him.
Uncanny. Terrifying, actually.
I agree.
I love The Crown so much.
Something I want to start. Did you ever see the movie Australia with Hugh Jackman?
Yeah. Is Abby Breslin in that?
I don't know. I never saw that movie. I remember it being a thing. But
I remember it being like a really big movie.
Let's see. Nicole Kidman, Hugh Jackman. Well, okay. So apparently this movie came out like ages ago.
Yeah, apparently
they've turned it into a series on Hulu.
Ooh.
And it's like basically the director's cut of the movie. So it's all kinds of deleted scenes and a completely different ending because supposedly from what I read, the director did not like the way the studio cut it for the movie, for the film. So now like he's gotten a chance to like redo it basically with a bunch of deleted scenes and a different ending.
Cool.
So I'm going to watch that.
All right.
I think was it Baz Luhrmann that directed that or am I crazy?
I feel like you could be correct. I missed Brett's text that they were going down to the bar 30 minutes ago. So I'm going to go get some wine and fries.
Mm. Order me a burger.
A burger.
Yeah.
And save him one fry.
You know how to do it. You know me.
Medium rare.
Yeah.
Tell the way of tears what you want.
I want a cheeseburger.
Uh-huh.
Daddy wants a cheeseburger.
What do you want to drink?
Well, I haven't got, I'll do that. Maybe a beer. I don't know. French fries, mayonnaise, and ketchup?
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay,
what are we doing? You know everything about me.
Why would you ask me that question? I miss you and I love you, Brandy.
I miss you and I love your haircut so much. It's so fab.
Thank you. It's already grown out and it's too long and I feel like I look like Dora.
Well, that's the hard part about the short haircut, I feel like, is if it grows like a centimeter, then it's like not the cut.
Like Thelma right now.
I look like Edna Mode.
Well, I love it.
Scooby-Doo.
From The Incredibles.
Oh, yeah. But also from Scooby-Doo, you look like Thelma.
Oh.
Isn't it Thelma?
Velma.
Velma?
Velma.
Velma. Thelma is from Thelma and Louise.
Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Well, I'll see you in a couple weeks, Sarah. I'm going to be in L.A.
Oh, my God. Can't wait to see you in L.A.
Yeah, L.A.
I love you. Mwah. I get you your burger. I love you, Brandy. Enjoy the rest of The Crown.
This episode's over anyways.
We really helped us carry this episode.
I love you guys.
I know.
My way of tears. Thank you for putting up with my bukkake. Mwah.
Love.
Your bukkake?
My bukkake.
A bukkake?
Not bukkake, bukkake.
Bukkake? Do you know what bukkake is?
I know what bukkake is. Don't tell me that I said bukkake because that's not what I meant. I meant bukkake.
Mm.
Like bull crack, okay. But it's cocky.
All right.
Mm.
I have a song that I want to go out on.
Oh, we're there? That's it? That's it. Okay, good.
What else we got? You got something else?
Oh, nah, I guess not.
I mean, if you do, by all means.
I don't. I don't know who I'm kidding. Hey. I do not. I would like to let the YFTers know that if anyone is in Nashville this weekend, I am DJing at the One Hotel at Harriet's Rooftop for their 1-year anniversary. So yeah, come hang. That's it. Just some shameless self-promotion.
All right. This was the most chaotic episode I've ever done.
No one's going to listen to this. Well, maybe they will just because Sarah's on.
No, because Sarah's on it and she does bring some good stuff.
She does bring some great stuff. I really liked her unpacking Lost. That was nice.
I know. I tried to watch that show and I quit after season 4 and I will watch with her and I'm like, who finished this show?
I don't know, but I'm going to go just watch the very last episode. Even though I didn't finish it, I want to see Jack. Yeah.
Wake up and see the shoe.
Same.
All right. YFTers, we will be better.
We'll be better next week.
Yeah. Sorry. I just been traveling. I just have a lot of stuff. I haven't watched any TV. The only TV that I've watched in the past 6 days was a football game last night.
That's boring.
Yeah. We'll do some fuck you very muches, and we'll also do some calls as well next week.
Love
it.
Enjoy Disney World.
I'll have a lot of Disney World stories. You know I will. Are you saying what Disney World?
Oh, what Disney World?
It still sounds like that to me. I got to be honest with you.
Maybe that's what I'm saying.
American Airlines flight. 375 from LAX is coming in on Carousel 24. Go fuck yourself.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.